I knew you'd come.
Owl Man Beefy.
Wanna wrestle?
We got two words for ya!
Glorious! No, I won't give in!
Listening to Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast with your hosts, the Supreme Dream and the Irish Nightmare.
I will tell you what. This was the most incredible week of wrestling that we've seen in eons. It is me, the Supreme Dream!
Wow. That hurt my ears, and I'm not even listening to it yet. But and I am the Irish Nightmare, and like he said and started off, this has been a pretty amazing week, and it's not done yet. We still have one more night of wrestling here in Philadelphia, which is SmackDown, which we're recording a little bit before. But this has
been... And 205 Live, where we get to see a new general manager, and you've had a lot of people. Well, maybe not a lot, but you had two or three that came up. That could be the GM, or that could be a swerve.
There you go. Because
one of them could still wrestle, and the other one is a superhero, so he's got other obligations.
Yeah. God, I hope it's not the hurricane. But anyway.
The Nightmare does not like the hurricane.
We hope everyone enjoyed this weekend so far, NXT and Royal Rumble. And of
even
course,
if you didn't, we don't give a goddamn.
No, because we loved it.
This
we loved every
fucking
second of it.
Great weekend for wrestling.
We're going to hop right in. Basically...
No, we're going to take a leisurely stroll right on in there, baby.
Yeah, because it sounds like the Supreme Dream's in the mood to just to slowly take it in.
Yep.
He is ready to jump all over this.
I am so amped up. My heart's been racing this whole weekend from Friday to today from all the glorious wrestling. It really does. When something like this comes around, not to mention it was in Philadelphia, which is freaking... Not even right next door. It's right in our goddamn living room. It was just an incredible, just one after the other, after the other, after the other. I got to meet my freaking hero this weekend, the fucking Stinger. It's incredible. Yeah. Goosebumps won't go away so easily.
Which I mean, makes you even more excited as a fan in Philadelphia anyway, of WrestleMania.
All over the globe.
You can't wait. We're hoping WrestleMania eventually comes back to Philadelphia, and this weekend should show the WWE how Philadelphia showed out, and the crowd, Jesus, the crowd noise of NXT and Royal Rumble and Raw, it's just, they were top notch.
A lot of people bitching about Raw, but we'll get to that when we get to that. Well, first, we're gonna stroll right on in to not so much the big name of WWE. We're going to start with a little independent show that we went to see Friday night that you can also catch on Twitch, and that is Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore. Now, we're not going to go over match by match because you guys, if you didn't see, you're not going to know what the hell we're talking about. So watch House of Hardcore 37 on Twitch and just see for yourself. I know it's not the same as going to an independent wrestling event, which is... absolutely incredible, because the smaller venue crowds, I can only speak for Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, they're insane. They're into the event, I'd say 92% of the time.
Yeah.
And it is pretty amazing. And not only that, you get up close and personal, you get to meet all the wrestlers, they have a meet and greet beforehand, you get to buy their merch, which I highly recommend for independent wrestlers, because that's how they survive. You buy their merch, you go see them, you buy the tickets, they get a cut. I think that's how it works. That's how business would work for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great way to start the weekend of wrestling. Those in Philadelphia that were able to catch it. I think it was a sold out venue, which when you think sold out, oh, well, they must have sold 20,000 tickets. No, it was probably about 1,300 to 1,500 people.
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
But it's enough. It's enough to.
We got to meet Hornswoggle.
Yeah,
I chatted up with Hornswoggle for a good 25 minutes.
Yeah, we got photobombed by WWE or former WWE diva Victoria, aka Lisa Marie Verone, who was incredibly nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And every single one that we met, you don't get to see them often, like wrestlers outside of their element, like just get to talk face to face with them. I mean, unless you're in the business and that's what your job is.
Yeah, of course.
Which I wish was my job. But I mean, we just wanted to touch on that. It's not so much, it is House of Hardcore because we support Tommy Dreamer's
promotion.
Yeah. Because it comes to Philly, we get to see it. But that's pretty much all independent wrestling. We are huge supporters of getting out there to see not just WWE's product.
Yeah, wrestling in general. It doesn't have to be WWE.
And it's a different beast because you get different things. Like you don't get to see the mixed match challenge now, mm-hmm. but that's not truly intergender wrestling. I mean, it is. It's different. Wrestling has evolved, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
into and WWE is just adapting to it. It's just been blowing up.
Yeah, yeah, to say the least.
Getting bigger and bigger.
The event we saw Friday night, like he said, it's a small event, but it was fun. It's for a wrestling fan, it's fun to stand, sit, and watch these guys and girls for that matter put on a show. And it's not five star. But I mean, there are matches that'll blow you away because you're not expecting it. But I mean, it's a lot of fun. If you haven't gone to one, go to one.
It's like a smaller version of not so much middle, but NXT. And yeah. NXT is like an independent kind.
This is more of a lot of names that from a little bit of the past, people who are done with WWE and really can't get the job anymore, but they can still go. And that's absolutely exactly what this is for House of Hardcore. So, like we said, if you haven't gone, if you haven't seen it, take a look on Twitch. Look up online. See if they're coming to wherever you are. Because House of Hardcore goes overseas now. They're going to be going to Australia, I believe.
Yes, this coming will be out. Their second or third tour in Australia.
So, I mean, they go all over. It's not just here in the States.
Tommy Dreamer's killing it.
Yeah, so yeah, go and watch the independent scene because it's a lot of fun. But so we'll move on now to what everyone's talking about this weekend in Philadelphia is the NXT portion of WWE and NXT TakeOver Philadelphia down at the Wells Fargo Center.
I mean, it's no secret anymore that NXT sets the bar for the WWE.
Yeah.
And for whatever that pay-per-view is and whatever Raw or SmackDown, they have to follow that. And every single time a takeover comes to your city, you better believe that you're getting a top-notch wrestling event.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And this one didn't disappoint.
No, it did not.
Not in the slightest.
No, it was... I mean, there was maybe one match that... And it's unfair to this match, but...
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah,
you're going to upset a lot of people.
And I'm fine with that. I really don't give a shit. But...
Woo!
The Velveteen Dream and Cassius Ohno match.
Velveteen Dream's so over right now. You're offending 99.
I love Velveteen Dream. I love the character.
You can't speak illy on any Dream.
But I thought it was a little bit lackluster. I thought it could have been better. And it's no diss to either guy. I don't know what it was. It just didn't come off like I thought it was going to. When I actually posted it up on our Twitter and Facebook when it was announced, how excited I was for it because the talent of those two guys alone was ridiculous. So I couldn't wait. And compared to the rest of the card, I thought, look, it was like a 3.5 to 4 star compared to the other matches that were 4.5 to 5. You know what I mean? Well, so it's not like I'm saying... 12. Yeah. I'm not saying that it was bad by any means. It was just, out of the entire card, that might have been just a little bit less.
It was just a difference in style.
Yeah.
And it had to been with... I mean, it's hard to say why that one fell short for us. I mean, if it didn't fall short for anyone else, then by all means, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah. if you enjoyed it, then that was the whole... That was their job, so they did it.
Yeah.
It just fell a little short. Maybe it was because we saw it live. We were able to...
Maybe.
I mean, maybe crowd reaction had something to do with it. And
yeah, maybe
it was
maybe
a little
right.
lackluster at times,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, they've both shown that. I mean, Cassius Ohno, Chris Hero, whatever you want to call him, has been doing it for I don't know, almost 20 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Velveteen Dream's just on his rise, but his rise is moving at a quick pace.
Yeah.
He's becoming more and more over with the fans.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, like we said, it was still a good match. I'm not saying it wasn't. It just, compared to the rest. And, I mean, we're going to go right to what brought the money in.
Couple good matches on that pre-show.
Oh, my God. No. Wasn't a pre-show. For us, it was a pre-show. People in the arena. But it was the taping for this Wednesday's NXT, which was absolutely amazing.
Watch it.
That's all we're going to say because it is ridiculous.
It was a really good. That last match was really good. The first match was really good, too.
Yes. Yeah. Which is NXT. That's what it is. So,
yeah.
But, yes, watch this week's NXT. If you weren't planning to watch it, because the match,
I think everyone was planning on watching it. They want to see what happens in NXT. NXT's on fucking fire.
But the two matches that had everyone talking, of course,
actually, every match had people talking at one point. You had the debut of Shayna Baszler in NXT, not so much in the main
against Ember Moon.
And I mean, I thought that one fell short a little bit.
Yeah,
I know I'm pissing people off now, but me, if you know me, I really could care less.
I still thought, again, I thought it was still a good match. I thought Ember looked great.
You liked it a lot more than I did.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you're not a big fan of the of the MMA fighter coming in and being a wrestler.
No, because they're not coming in to be a wrestler. They're coming in to bring MMA into the wrestling world. And the way you put it, I mean, I get your point. You're saying that their moves are wrestling moves, but no, their moves aren't.
They're mixed martial arts.
They're mixed martial arts. They're meant to serve a certain purpose, which is to make you. A lot of the moves that they move is to that the moves that they use are to legitimately hurt you and make you tap out.
Yeah, but and the reason I said it the way I said it was,
I know that they're not clenching and they're not twisting and they're not tweaking the way that you would in MMA, but it's still the same move.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, I mean, the strong style, still they do that too, but they at least mix. I mean,
well, they're more striking. The strong style is obviously more striking.
It's a gray area, and I know I might have just talked myself out of it and convinced myself otherwise. But sometimes you got to step through the process to figure the frig out.
Yeah, I mean, with the girls that are up in on one on SmackDown, one on Raw for the Absolution, the Riot Squad, both have that kind of MMA style. Of course, Shayna Baszler. Of course, I mean, you have a lot of people working it into their styles.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone else in the company now that either came in. I don't think they have that MMA background. I think we're safe to say that there's not going to be anyone else to come in to have that MMA background.
Anyway. On to, I mean, Ember Moon, I'm glad she retained. Which, like I said, what you said was a pretty, it was an okay match, but it was still good. The other matches, like we said, the first.
All right, let's just cut to the damn chase because I sidetracked you and I didn't mean it. Let's just get to the freaking Extreme Rules match.
The Extreme Rules, I mean, Adam Cole and Aleister Black, which everyone knew was going to be a barn burner from the very beginning, didn't disappoint at all and did hardcore the way Philadelphia expects hardcore to be done.
Had there not been another match that night, that would have been match of the night.
Oh, by far. Yeah, by far. And
here, just going to throw out a side note, and for anyone who's got to see NXT Live with the new class right now with Aleister Black and Adam Cole and them, getting to see those entrances live is like nothing else. Like you get, as soon as they come out, you get the chill and the goose, especially Aleister Black's music hits.
Yes.
And the whole crowd knows the damn song.
Yes.
So they're singing evil part. Yeah. That was so fucking cool. And to see, I mean, I know he's been in the independents, so he's had smaller crowds, but to see 15,000 people put their hands up in the air and say, Adam Cole, baby, is, I just got goosebumps by just saying it. It's so freaking cool. And wrestling fans, young and old, can all appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because it's the feeling of being there, and it's the feeling of getting to see these guys perform, and they fucking lights out.
Well, and not only that, it's the 15,000 people in unison doing anything, and especially at a wrestling event, is cool. You know what I mean? For people that obviously we either didn't see it on the internet or weren't there, even before the event started, but there was a chant going on in Philadelphia, as you may expect would be happening.
You could hear it last night on Raw.
And you heard it on Raw, and it was a fuck Tom Brady chant. And it was loud.
Well, they threw that in there, and then they did the Tom Brady sucks.
Yeah, with Tom Brady's music, sucks.
Which, side note, if you listen to Preston and Steve this morning, and you heard after the event.
John Cena in the ring singing the Eagles fight song with the
crowd. Fly, Eagles, fly.
A typical baby face move.
God, he just got booed for winning. Then he comes out and he fucking appeases the crowd.
Yes.
The crowd, the most rambunctious crowd in sports. There's going to be a lot of people out there that say, oh, you booed Santa Claus. Oh, God. You booed Santa Claus. We boo anyone that underperforms and mails it in. And Santa Claus that night was mailing it the fuck in.
Anyway, like you were saying, Adam Cole, Aleister Black tore it up. I mean, everything they did, it was just
between the tape. Anytime you bring out if the match is boring, any match, I'm talking about any match, if you bring out a table, everyone's on their feet.
Yeah.
Everyone cheers. You got a table. You got two tables. Now we're even more on our feet. We're levitating at this point. But I mean, yeah, they knew the when he reversed the chairs and did the inverted chairs, and it wasn't just the ass
it was
parts.
Yeah, it was the backs of the chairs.
You knew, that spelled the demise for Adam Cole.
Yeah.
And then just when you thought that he had it, the Undisputed Era comes out. It wasn't even a table that they put him on. They put him on like the chest that they keep all the freaking the cords and wires and all that shit in. Oh, yeah.
No give.
Yeah.
Absolutely no give.
Yeah, you think the tables got give because they collapsed. This thing just fucking made a thump.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and not only that, the best thing about it was it wasn't just randomly hitting each other with weapons.
No, it's everything for a purpose to tell the story,
exactly,
which it did.
Exactly. It was building the story the entire time.
Yeah. And it was brutal action, and then it all led up to a surprise by Sanity, which was awesome to see because you wondered why the hell they weren't there.
Or even on the card at all, yes.
Yeah, I thought that they were hurt. I thought Eric Young was hurt because, I mean, he's the leader and you're not, I mean, even though Wolf and Killian Dane would put on a hell of a match too, I mean.
Yeah, of course, they did, and they always do. But yeah, it was great, that whole, everything that went into that match.
Tope Supersida, or Super Cena, Super Sada. Am I right?
Your first one was the closest you were the whole time.
Soprasada? Some salami and some oregano? Killian Dane jumps through the ropes. Let's just put it that way.
That makes more sense.
I'm sorry, Morello. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. God damn it.
But, I mean, perfectly done. And like he said, if it ended there, without a doubt, match of the night.
Did it end there?
To be honest, no, it didn't end there.
No, it didn't
but
end there.
After it was over,
folks,
head, I'm thinking, man, I don't know how they're going to top that. How CN and how Gargano are going to do it, because it's going to be rough to do that. And then, sure enough, they come out. And it was a tiny, tiny bit slow in the very beginning. A lot of chain wrestling, a lot of showing each other up, doing the same thing and spreading out and the fans cheering because they had a lot of the same, same styles. But
same styles.
I didn't spit, thank you very much.
Good thing we got mic covers. Should probably wash these things once
probably.
In a while.
But, and then it started to pick up and it was just not even, like, unlike the first match, or the match before it, I should say, no need for weapons. They were so good.
No, this match
was... I mean, it
was
ridiculous how good a wrestling, and I, pure wrestling
I got
was.
So into it that I became a fan before I actually... Like, I was a fanboy before I actually sat back and I thought about the match, and I was like, oh, I can't believe Gargano. I can't believe... I was so pissed off. I was like, wait a minute. I'm a fucking grown-ass man. What the hell am I doing? First of all, my heart was pounding. Like, I had to, look down. My heart was pounding out of my chest. That's how good it was. When you can get so amped up, like, you're so invested in this match right now that everything else is not there. Like, it was just us watching this match.
Tunnel vision.
It was a complete and utter tunnel vision. Thank you. That was a great word.
No problem.
Yeah. Be the last fucking compliment I give you for the rest of the night. Jackass. It was just such a good match. The story told... These two have had matches before that have been incredible, mm-hmm. that have been Match of the Year candidates. This match blew those matches out of the water. We're a month into 2018.
Yes.
This one, for a very, very, very long time, is going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. It's already on the... I mean, it has to be on the list already, and I would love to see the match
this. Yeah, I'd love to see the match that they put on top of this.
Yeah.
From WWE's perspective, because we all know... This same week of incredible fucking wrestling, you had Jay White against Kenny Omega. And if mm-hmm. you haven't watched that on New Japan World, watch it. I don't know what else to tell you.
If you don't have New Japan World, stream it. I know my partner has a big problem with that.
No, pay for it, you fucking cheap bastards.
But
pay for the network, you can do pay whatever for the world, you ever pay you for want. The Powerbomb TV, pay for it all. You cheap bastards. Anyway, back to what I was saying. This match was absolutely incredible. Gargano, there was so many times I thought Gargano had him. I was like, they're going to give him the title. Finally, they're going to give him the fucking title.
Mm-hmm.
And then Candice LeRae gets involved, which was pretty fucking mm-hmm. awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, everything that could have happened in this match happened in this match. And the ending was just brutal.
Yeah.
The double knees. Oh, and you knew that was it. You knew that the double knees into the post, that was it. And you just felt the crowd go, oh.
Yeah, that everyone pretty at much the same went, time let the air out
there
of
was,
it.
Dude, Gargano killed it on the merch table that night because there were so many kids, adults, freaking donkeys wearing Johnny Wrestling shirts there. It was...
Wait, did you just say kids, adults, donkeys?
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking
let everyone in Philadelphia.
I guess so. Yes. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Those lad hee-haws in the background, they were actual donkeys. It was so incredible to just watch that match. And then after the match, Gargano gets the standing ovation, mm-hmm. rightfully so. And I'm not discrediting CN by any stretch of the imagination because to put on a hell of a match, you need both participants to be 100% on point, and they were both 110% on point with that match. CN fucking absolutely killed it.
I'll tell you what, going into this match, I wasn't...
a huge CN fan.
No, not at all. I didn't like it.
Leaving this match and getting to see it live,
yeah,
huge fan.
Absolutely. And then I was so happy to see him...
The next night
in the Rumble.
Yes.
But I hated that he had the title. I never understood it. And then after watching that match with Johnny Gargano, I'm going, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
Like, you got me.
I'll shut up now.
Yeah, exactly.
Triple H might have been right on this one. The first time in his fucking life he was right. He might have been right on this one. Nah, that was an incredible match. And then you get the end of the match. He's walking up the ramp. He turns his back. And you're like, well... Gargano just fucking put on a hell of a performance and lost. Now mm-hmm. he's about to get his fucking ass beat. And lo and behold, he comes out and gets hit in the back with a fucking crutch by none other than the Psycho Killer, Tommaso Ciampa.
Yes.
Setting up, I mean, I at first thought that this feud would have been better with a belt, but now that I actually thought about it, I was like, I don't think it matters what the hell's involved with this.
No, it doesn't. It writes itself, really.
This is going to carry them to the next takeover, which is WrestleMania. This will probably be the co-main event.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully after that, bump them up to the main card. I think what they're waiting for is 205 to gain traction, and you bring some of these guys up, and you put them in 205 Live, and 205 Live now is a very reputable co-show for WWE.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, and that's what it needs to be. It needs to be... it doesn't need to be on SmackDown. I've said this multiple times. It doesn't need to be on at 10:30 after SmackDown. It needs to be on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock on the network, just like how NXT is on Wednesday nights. You know what I mean? It needs to be...
It's the whole reason they got the network.
Exactly. So then you give wrestling fans Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday straight through of wrestling every single night of new material. And that's exactly what
that's
where
just for
WWE,
though,
because
you have wrestling almost every night. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you get the weekends. I mean, There's so much wrestling.
New Japan, and yeah, of course.
What a fucking time it is to be a wrestling fan. Well, what did you have? You had pay-per-views, and you had Mondays and Thursdays, or Mondays and Fridays, if you're...
Depending on when you want to look at it.
If you're a WCW or a WWF, WWE.
Yeah. Saturday ECW. Night with... Yeah.
If you had... You can only catch them at certain times. You had Saturday night, you had Sunday Night Heat, which was my favorite show.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
But kudos to NXT and all the performers at NXT and Hunter for setting it up. And
don't fucking give them the kudos. Give them murdered it.
Well, exactly. Everyone involved in NXT, from the back to the front,
up to the down.
They were absolutely
to the side.
Phenomenal.
Now, cha-cha, Saturday. Y'all. Two hops this time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Two hops this time.
I apologize for all this.
Don't apologize.
This is what happens when he gets way too much sugar in him.
I have no sugar in me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll I am oozing that. Machismo right now. And reeking of awesome.
Okay, on to...
on to...
the main pay-per-view.
The main pay-per-view...
The reason that everyone was brought here this weekend, Royal Rumble.
I had low expectations. I'm not going to
lie. I know
lie.
You did. I know.
I was, especially after NXT, I had low expectations for Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble was so much fun watching that. I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I really want to go. I'm going to regret not going. Did I regret not going? No, because it was nice to get to bed at a somewhat reasonable time and not have to deal with fucking 95 traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But... It would have. It's a great show. We know people that went. I mean, we have our friends that went, and it was an incredible time. We were getting live updates.
Yes, yeah. Things that were going on in the crowd that you couldn't tell on TV.
They killed it with the countdown that they were doing.
Oh man,
the
funny.
And then they did the. That was. It's
and that was the pre-show.
And that's why people
timer.
We're so obnoxious. That's why people hate us. It was funny as hell.
It was
people
hysterical.
Absolutely loathe Philadelphia for some reason, and they hate us.
Yeah,
stop hating us. Love us, damn it. We deserve the love. We're the lovable underdogs. We are Johnny Gargano of cities.
That's a good point.
Yes,
pretty,
we are.
That's pretty good.
I'm so
analogy.
Fucking spot
nice.
On
I
sometimes.
Like
why don't people give me enough credit? Anyway,
let's get to the regular card before we touch on the Rumbles. The regular matches.
Boy, did they drain the crowd so many times.
Well, I mean, the beginning wasn't so bad. I mean, you started off with Owens and Zayn and Styles.
Wait, go ahead. I already know what you're going to say. I'm not going to steal your thunder. Go ahead.
So you start off with that match, and I thought, A, they could have gave him more time, and B, they could have given him a better finish. The whole Diddy tag, did he not tag?
Did his fingers tag?
Did his fingers touch?
That's a Puff Daddy tag. That's a Sean Combs thing.
I don't like the way they did it.
You're gonna overtalk me.
I'm not doing it. I'm not touching the Sean Diddy Combs thing. I'm not doing it.
Diddy Combs?
That's right.
He didn't combs. He brushed.
Anyway,
I got completely throwing myself off here. Allow myself to introduce myself.
I mean, yeah, it was a bad finish. I thought it could have been a lot better, more thought out. I don't mind that AJ kept the title, and I also wouldn't have minded it if it changed hands and they were co-champions. I didn't care either way. I thought either way it could work.
Did you see what they were doing later on in the night? Did you know why he kept the title?
Well, of course. And, I mean, that is what I think a lot of fans wanted.
You know what's going to be even more ridiculous is if... The week before fucking WrestleMania, he's putting the belt up and he loses it.
Oh,
and you don't get Nakamura Styles.
That would make so much sense with the WWE.
And they just rip it right out of your...
I think they got it at this point. They know how much this means to not only the fans,
but
Styles
the
and Nakamura.
And the company.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest.
Make it the main event.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to see... Lesnar in another fucking main event
against
put Williams. Him on the fucking make him the first match this time.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I know, but I mean, honestly, put him in the first match. Take the belt off him. He's a ghost. You got a ghost carrying your Casper carrying your goddamn belt. He didn't earn it. He ain't hype. He ain't fucking hype. The Beast ain't hype. I'm so fucking hype right now, it's not even funny.
That we can tell. Yes. Yeah, we know that.
It's such a good week. Such a good weekend. Such a good 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. It's a good week.
You done?
I don't know. Am
Jesus
I?
Christ.
I was so tired the last time we did this, which I apologize for. I was a little
during
out
our interview.
Yeah, during our interview. It was just long days actually working real jobs. I mean, if I could sit here and talk wrestling all the time, by all means, I would. But sometimes you get tired. You get a little cranks. Get a little cranky.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, not cranky.
Obviously not.
I'm fucking ready to go.
We can hear that.
I'm raring and ready to go. I want new listeners to listen to this and be like, these guys are hype. Well, at least the one is.
Well, the one is.
The other one's trying to control him, and he can't.
I'm just going
to
let it go off the rails, basically. Just let it go.
He's so...
It's not even worth it anymore.
He's the fucking... who's that? The Dream? That's what I want him to say. The Supreme Dream is so fucking obnoxious. I just want to punch him in the mouth. Well, guess what? Come and get some. Okay.
Done?
Yeah,
okay, good.
I don't know.
I'm just going to just let it happen.
I'm done for now.
Okay. I know it's going to keep happening, but... All right, to the Rumble. The Rumble itself, we love the way it started out. As far as the entrant, the number one, number two.
Oh, we're talking about the Rumble now? You don't want to go over the... that was the next match, wasn't it?
No. Are we missing a match in between, I believe?
I don't know.
Are we missing a tag match? Shelton Benjamin we missed that match.
Yeah, we did miss that match. That's because that match was so bizarre.
Yeah.
That was a match that I thought there was no title that changed. There was a title that changed hands that night. That was the last match.
Yes.
Or the match before the Women's Rumble. But anyway, getting back to what we were saying, the Benjamin and Gable and Usos match, I thought that was a punishment match. I thought that was going to be... I mean, I didn't understand it. I mean, he pled guilty to a DWI, right? Or is that not proven?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
know.
He's
just doing his ARD and he's going to...
Maybe.
He's going to
do
it?
I don't remember hearing any...
It was said and then it was evaporated really quickly. And it wasn't even said by WWE officials. It was said by third-party guys that give you the news of the biz.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever happened... is, I guess, whatever. Usos are still your tag champions, and I don't really have a problem with it. I love the Usos in this role. I'm over the face paint and the...
Yeah.
Ooh, so... This, yeah. Ooh, the making Philadelphia the Uso Penitentiary was... That was fitting.
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, like we said, it took forever to get a first fall. I mean, how many times we said to each other, like, come on.
I didn't think it was going to be a sweep.
No. And then once they got the first fall, I think, and that's maybe why it was well done, because everyone thought, okay, well, they got one fall. Now it's their turn to get the other fall.
Yeah, they thought it was
now
we'll
get the third. Yeah. And the Usos, the roll up, 1, 2, 3, it was
small
over.
Package.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
always say
good.
That. We never see it never ends in a small package.
Never.
It ended in a small package.
Yeah. And they did a good job. I mean, the finish, I actually liked that finish.
It was
surprising.
But it
was just odd. Yeah, it was very odd.
It was odd and surprising, but I guess that's why it was good.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, because it was something different. And it didn't go to all three like everyone thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
But with that, like we said, with the Rumble... I mean, the first two were perfect. They were perfect, perfect entries. I mean, Rusev.
He might be the most over. He might be the most over gimmick right now, and it's a fucking. It's just Rusev Day.
Yeah, yeah.
They struck gold.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's throw this out there and having Aiden English come out and introduce him. That was perfect.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And
you knew whoever was eliminating them was generating heat for themselves, which was also good.
Yeah, absolutely, because you need to start those feuds now that it's on the road to WrestleMania and see where you're going to go with everything. But as everything went on, I mean, we got more and more happy with the way it was building.
It was the fun Rumble.
It was a lot of fun.
It was the fun. I mean, the Women's Rumble had more meaning to it leading up to it, and they didn't disappoint by any stretch of the imagination with everything that they did. But the Men's Rumble, I now know why they put that on first. And there was so many bitching and complaining on the interweb about oh, well, the men should definitely... We initially were like, well, why are they doing that?
Yes.
We didn't really think it through. I mean, we were like, well, the men's... We're fucking old fogies in this game, so we're like, well, the men got to go late with them. I mean, we...
Not that we didn't think the women could do it. It was just it's what used to.
We soon realized, we're like, wait a minute. They're definitely planning something huge for the women. If this is going on first and the women are... They're saving them for last.
Yeah.
But the men's rumble was 100% a fun rumble. You got to see a lot of cool matchups that you don't get to see. You got to see Kofi doing more incredible shit, and it's still funny as hell when he does it.
Yeah, and this one was more funny than it was incredible. I mean,
I don't know, the basket toss back in the...
Well, the basket toss was...
They launched him into the fucking ring. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I mean, Big E coming down and stuffing pancakes in Heath Slater's mouth.
That was the best part. Heath Slater didn't make it into the ring, and then he had a meaningful elimination.
Exactly. And then, of course, Kofi Kingston, and then putting his foot on a plate of pancakes. And then, like you said, slingshotting him up into the ring.
That was a freaking basket toss. That was like cheerleading at 101. And then he gets to eliminate Jinder Mahal, which I cheered.
Yes, absolutely.
I cheered. Yep. The modern-day Maserati, he does
nothing.
Zero
for
me.
Yep.
Everyone loves how good of a heel and how great he is now. I still see...
He through. Is a good heel.
I see right through that.
But he's a good heel. What do you mean? What is there to see through? He's a good heel.
Yeah, but he still can't wrestle. He's got two moves.
I mean, he can... Look.
His newest Arsenal move is he jumps off the middle rope with a chop.
Okay. I mean, the whole can't wrestle thing, and I put a tweet out there... NXT. He can wrestle.
He just doesn't do it well.
He might need work.
Is that better for you?
Yeah, actually it is.
If he still needs work, then you're not putting the world championship on him.
They already did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what pisses people off.
Yeah.
But, there was...
He was a jobber.
Who was... Now, help me out.
That's like putting Ellsworth as your champion.
Who was the person I said the tweet about? In NXT, we were sitting there, and there were people chanting, "You can't wrestle," at NXT. And I can't remember who it was that made me put the tweet out on our...
Was it Cassius Ohno?
No, it wasn't Cassius Ohno. It had... What was the second match of the night? God, there was someone out that they were chanting, "You can't wrestle." And I on Twitter, I put that I find it ironic that people that are sitting in the seats who can't wrestle are chanting, "You can't wrestle," at a professional wrestler. And I can't remember who it was.
I agree with it. I just don't remember who the hell it was.
Yeah, I really can't remember at the time who it was. But it bothers me when people say that you can't wrestle. Like Fandango, when he first came out, you barely saw him do anything, and people were already chanting, "You can't wrestle," at him. You know what I mean?
That's the double-edged sword of... A professional wrestling fan, you're gonna get the people that absolutely just like what we were just talking about, people that absolutely love Jinder Mahal and what he's doing. I don't like it. I mean, you get the good and you get the bad out of wrestling fans. I mean, the bad out of wrestling fans is the people that make it known and that really wish ill will towards the wrestlers, and they really despise them as human beings. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can hate their character, you don't have to hate them as a human being.
People that's just taking it too far. They are a character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're also a human being. I don't hate Jinder Mahal as a human being. I just don't care for his wrestling and his character.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big fan of it. I mean, I also have a weird taste in wrestlers, so...
Yes, yeah. Well, so, I mean, and I think that's a majority of a wrestling fan, is that most wrestling fans are all over the place with likes.
We're all goofy, but we all unite as... being goofy together.
Yeah.
I think. That's why wrestling's so great. It brings the fucking people that you wouldn't necessarily talk to, that you have a common interest that is so strong that you bullshit about wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it came to me. It was Shayna Baszler when she was in the ring, and people chanting, "You can't wrestle at Shayna Baszler." That's what it was. But
well, technically, she can't wrestle, but she could kick anyone's ass that steps into the ring.
She can actually fight. She will whoop a lot of even men's ass.
You can't wrestle, but you can probably beat anyone up in this arena. That should have been the chant. You can't wrestle, but you can beat us up.
It's a little long-winded for a chant.
But yeah, but you do it like that. You can't wrestle. And then you have the people that come in, but you can beat us all. You can't wrestle, but you can beat us all. Yeah, that would be... I want more creativity out of the wrestling fans that are sitting at live events. That's all I ask for. A little bit more creativity. Is that too much to ask?
For something like that, it's a little much.
Well, I'm going to start writing it down and start passing out flyers.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That I'm probably going to
get punched in the mouth a lot.
Yeah.
Assholes.
All right, that's my fault. I kind of took us off course on that one.
You didn't do it with any pizzazz, though.
No.
You get 0 points from the Russian judge.
That's fine. I'm good with that. So we'll take it to the. I mean, the surprises were
Mysterio. Mysterio is what stands out in my mind. Is Mysterio came back and he looked better than when he left.
I agree.
I think that was the mutual agreement throughout all of wrestling fans, is that when he came out, huge pop, which was great, and he, you're chanting, you still got it. He never lost it.
No.
He's been great. He's been doing Lucha Underground and all that shit. I mean, I would like to see him back.
Yeah, I think the problem is not
just as GM. I want to see him back as someone who not just puts guys over, but puts on an incredible match with young talent. Like, if you see... Like,
and bringing talent along.
Yeah, bringing talent along. Putting them under... Maybe starting a faction.
Because
those guys need a faction. Some of those guys need a faction. If you were to make... the Latino faction with Mysterio, Lince Dorado, help me, Lince Dorado, you're fucking no help. The fucking blankest stare comes on his face like, nope.
CN?
With the mask? Oh my God.
I'm saying bringing CN up.
No, he'd be a good feud with those guys, but... No,
you're talking about
the Luchadors.
Yeah, Metalik or
yeah, Grand Metalik, Lince Dorado. Kalisto.
And Kalisto. Okay.
And Ultimo Dragon's popping into my head so many times that I'm gone. You all get the picture, though. Larry is no fucking help to me. Sits there and stares at me, and then says CN. CN fucking doesn't wear a mask. Jeez, come on.
I'm not saying about a mask. I'm saying bring him up as in a faction. That's all.
Nah.
I know he doesn't wear a mask.
Nah.
I'm just saying he'd be pretty good with Mysterio.
All right. Anyway, Mysterio was a great surprise entry. And he lasted to the final six. That's how highly they thought of that. The fucking 30 entrant didn't last more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, and not only that, from what the people who went to the Rumble
the peeps
were telling us, I heard that the Hurricane, it didn't really come off that big on TV, but the Hurricane got a pretty big pop.
Oh, the Hurricane was over. As soon as he started leaving the ring and he kept doing the cape thing,
everyone kept
cheering him.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want to leave.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure he was forced out of there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he probably popped over the rail and sat next to the long-haired guy that sits front row for everything. That guy needs a character fucking... character change.
Is there anyone else? I mean, Mysterio...
You had Ziggler.
Ziggler, yeah.
You had CN was a surprise. Adam Cole was a surprise.
Adam Cole was the other surprise. Yeah, Adam Cole, that was a really good one, too.
He got a huge pop again. It's so cool to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it don't get old.
I can't wait till he gets to the main card. I can't wait till he wins, eventually, hopefully wins the NXT title, and then does kind of like what KO did, comes up and just immediately is put into title contention for something.
Yeah.
And just absolutely kills it.
Yeah.
Because he's that good.
Yeah, because you know he will.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, I mean, and the winner, of course, being Nakamura.
They gave the fans what they wanted.
Yes. Which doesn't happen very often. And you know how many people, including us two, were sweating at the mere fact that it was Reigns and Nakamura at the very end.
Yes. It looked more and more like Reigns was going to win that fucking Royal Rumble.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was not looking good, and thank God that it played out the way it did, and Nakamura winning. It just...
Yeah, but, I mean, you're not out of the woods yet. You got another pay-per-view
with
number one contendership to face Lesnar. I mean, everyone's still fucking...
And there's 3 matches still to go next Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and you sure, and guaranteed Reigns is going to be in one of them.
It would be so much more fun if he wasn't.
Well, absolutely, I agree
with
that. It would
take all the worry out, or majority of the worry out, because you still have those naysayers. Well, he's still going to find his way to wiggle in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. I mean, it's so predictable, and I mean, I get it. You're going to do the changing of the guard. But change the guard with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You do it every fucking year. He's main event every year. Or he's having this astronomical push every year come this time.
Yeah.
He beats The Undertaker. He wins the championship from Triple H. I mean, why? You have so many other guys that you're shooing away, Finn Balor, that, like, why not spread it around a little bit? What I mean, I know that they always seem like they kind of, maybe sort of, have a divine plan set in motion, that they know what they're doing, but every year, I'm tired of Lesnar. I am so fucking tired of Lesnar. I wanted him out of that title picture. Strowman should have won that match.
You're right.
Strowman should have won that match. What the fuck are you pushing Strowman for if it's not for anything? And I know you're going to say, everyone's saying, oh, he's going to be facing The Miz. He's going to win the Intercontinental Championship.
That's not a matchup that anyone wants to see.
No, because the Miz isn't going to win.
No.
No.
No,
The Miz
not.
Is going to drop the title. I mean, the Miz probably has, he's got his own show coming up, so he's probably getting ready to gear up for that. So he's going to drop the title. Strowman's going to win the IC title. What are they going to have, an Intercontinental Open? Where he fights people from other continents.
Or just fights continents themselves. Just yeah,
he just,
up,
he just lifts up continents. The I think I shall burn Australia. That's a continent, right?
Australia? Yeah, that would
okay,
be
that's a continent. Yeah. I was right.
Way to go.
Right. Yeah, I got the smarts.
So the one thing, the only one and only thing that really kind of took it down for us was
it took it down for the whole crowd.
Well, yeah, and it was how great the crowd was from NXT to the pre-show of Rumble to all of Rumble leading up to the end of the men's, and it looked like everybody was so spent after the Rumble match. And now I also, before I continue with that, talked to Kyle, who told me that everybody in that arena went on the bathroom break.
Yeah, everyone had to piss.
Because no one wanted to miss the Rumble. So that's
the
also
beer
reason,
was flowing like wine.
That's also a reason why it was very, very quiet in there for that tag team match between The Bar, Jason Jordan, and Rollins. Because half the people left and got food.
Jason Jordan. Exactly. He went to get a hot dog and a pretzel. And
but yeah, the crowd was dead. It was a mixture of everyone getting up and finally getting what they wanted to get or going to the restroom. And then,
merch.
Being tired of, you know what I mean, of a straight hour match of surprises and all, everything going on.
So let's not talk about the match. The Bar wins. Rollins and Jordan go down. There's your next match for WrestleMania, quote-unquote. Jason Jordan versus Seth Rollins. Yawn. Seth Rollins is destined for bigger and better things, not to put over fucking Jason Jordan. But I digress. Let's make it to the main event of Royal Rumble, which is the Women's Royal Rumble. This one didn't disappoint at all.
No.
This one had so much hype. I mean, everyone's saying the down part wasn't even the match. The down part was the damn commentary from Stephanie.
Yeah, I think it was
toned
a
her
lot
out.
Of
I didn't. Unneeded. I didn't even hear. I toned her out. I was so invested in the match, the women's match, because they had so many surprises. You knew they were bringing back the pioneers of women's wrestling.
Yes,
and they did. And you just sat there, it was in awe. You're like, this is great.
Yeah, and for the most part, they all look great.
This is the chant. This is wrestling. That's what chant I want to catch on in all events. Not this is awesome. This is wrestling. I want that to catch on more than this is awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. Good for you. This is wrestling. This is what you came to see. This is wrestling. Catch it. Spread the word. Spread the love. Spread the news.
With that, this is wrestling chant. The guy you were talking about that was annoying you, that was talking the whole time during NXT, kept bothering you, guy off to your right.
Not the guy that kept standing up and turning away and hit me with his ass cheek?
No, not him. Oh, but the guy that kept talking. There was a This is Wrestling chant on NXT. Did you hear what he said after that chant started?
No, I don't think I want
to hear. I don't think
now.
You heard it. But he was like,
I told
of course,
stupidity.
It's all wrestling. Of course it's wrestling. That's not the point.
No.
It's not the reason you chant that.
You chant
this
because
it's legitimate
wrestling. This is wrestling. You're enjoying it. Now, it's like saying, now this is wrestling, but without the now, because it just makes it too weird.
Yeah.
But this is what you came to see. This is enjoyable. That's what it's saying.
Yes.
I mean,
this is what wrestling should be, is the, you know what I mean, is what you're saying in that chant. So yeah, but I agree with you. I don't like the "this is awesome" because it's overused.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is.
That's the biggest thing. The "this is awesome" chant and the "you deserve it" chant, and the Miz said it best in one of his promos. The whole,
so did Kevin Owens.
Yeah, and so did Kevin Owens. The whole "you deserve it" thing.
You're damn right I deserve it.
Yeah, like, that's...
It's perfect for a heel to fucking turn on.
Absolutely. It's not... I don't like that. I don't like that chant either. But I mean, all in all, it was everything you wanted from the women's match. The surprises were great. The matchups you had, the stare downs you had.
It's amazing how many of the now Hall of Famers... How many of them can still go?
Yes.
Like, Beth Phoenix looks like she didn't miss a beat. She had, what, two kids? She looks like she could still go. Mm-hmm. She fucking was getting ready to Samoan drop fucking Nia Jax. That's a feat in itself.
Yeah.
I mean,
Trish looked good. Trish looked very good.
Trish looked like she left, got into better shape, and now she's ready for a comeback tour.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she is, but
yeah,
a boy could hope. Yeah. Michelle McCool fucking kicked some ass.
Yeah.
But that was surprising. Mm-hmm. Molly Holly, who I thoroughly enjoy. I've always enjoyed Molly Holly, her efforts and whatnot. She looked like she can still go, too.
That...
The Molly girl round.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty fucking
cool.
It was
so good.
So that was spot on. Lita's moonsault looked like it lost a couple things, but Lita looks like she can still go, too. She can still hang with the
best. Yeah, if Lita really wanted to, she could come back and do it.
Her neck just won't allow.
Exactly. I mean... But you got what you wanted out of her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It was everything you wanted. You got her against Sasha. You got her against everyone. I mean,
the only thing I wish they would have done with her, I wanted a face-off between her and Trish, which I know a lot of people probably would have wanted.
Yeah,
but still, it doesn't matter.
You got the bigger feud, which was Trish and Mickie James.
Of course. And that was great. Like, it's nitpicking at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was so great. They did such a good job.
Incredibly impressive feat that happened in that match is Brie Bella came back after 8 months of she just had a kid 8 months ago, came back in phenomenal
and
shape.
She looked
great. She got probably, we weren't there obviously, but she looked like she got one of the biggest pops of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was incredible. And the yes chants for her are so great.
Yes, they are.
That's the respectful yes chants. I mean, the ones for The Miz are just to do it because he's mocking fucking Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
But those chants for her are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I thought she looked great. Nikki Bella hasn't really been gone long. She's kept in shape, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything about it was great. Even the win. Like, the win was amazing. Having Asuka win was awesome. I think everyone knew or assumed that was coming.
I didn't say this, but I thought that the women storytelling was much better than the men. I thought that the women set up much needed storylines in their match because the women everyone has been bitching and complaining about the six woman tags, about the lackluster booking for the women.
Yeah.
This was able to set up more feuds,
which is what we thought was happening. You know what I mean? We were complaining about it as well because we were sick and tired of seeing it.
Everyone else.
Yeah, but we knew that's all we needed to wait for was to get to Rumble, and then now everything would be set up, and it's going to be a fun ride from here on out. So I mean, Asuka wins, and a lot of people were saying this as well, is she doesn't really get her moment. She's on the top rope and she's celebrating and she gets down and...
Well, she's in between two champions.
Yeah, they get Charlotte and
did
Alexa.
Did something happen
into
after
the ring.
That?
Yeah, my partner over here really, really does not want Ronda Rousey in here.
No.
But
No. Don't put words in my mouth. I like the fact that Ronda Rousey's here. I do. I get it. I mean, it's great for marketing. It's great for...
A lot of different eyes.
It is. It's going to bring new eyes to the product, which is always good. And you're going to get a different plethora of fans that don't really get wrestling, but they like MMA. So you're going to get a lot of good arguments with a bunch of people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about, which is always nice because we always feel great when we are right.
Yeah.
But besides the point, I do like Ronda Rousey, and I do think it's interesting... If it's Ronda versus Flair, I don't by any stretch of the imagination think that Ronda should beat Flair for the title. I think Charlotte Flair should go over her until she's absolutely 100% prepared to take that belt.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that now.
Why is that?
because apparently from and a I don't
tag team of some sort.
Yeah, I don't like how they did it. If this is the case, the biggest thing was them standing in the ring. Ronda Rousey's music hits, and she walks down to the ring.
Yeah, everyone thought that was a little awkward. She was a little.
Gets in their faces, points at Mania, gets down, tries to shake Asuka's hand, and then shakes Stephanie's hand, walks away, points at the thing. So you're thinking, okay, well, what does this mean? Who is she facing in the ring? She's not. Apparently, what they're doing is setting up a Ronda Rousey and The Rock against Triple H and Stephanie at Mania. Which is
That was even more confusing than fucking what she did.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. It makes it more confusing. The ending that she did makes that it make no sense because.
Well, then that does steal from Asuka's thunder for
exactly.
no reason. That
exactly.
does it for no reason. If she was there to actually compete and go after one of the titles, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
And I know people had this input. I saw a couple times on Twitter, like, yeah, you. Do what you want. You go in and take what you want. So she's going in and taking what she wants. Okay, well, obviously not because she's not taking one of the fucking titles. She's going to take a match with The Rock. Oh, that's such a bad move.
Well, I mean, move. Well, I said this.
You're going to put Rousey with someone who's going to be there for 10 minutes just to smell what he's cooking, and
that's
then
it.
He's going to go back to Bollywood?
Yes. That's The Rock. That's what The Rock is now.
Yeah, I mean, he's an attraction. He's The Rock. He's the great one. And he is. When he was The Rock, now he's just Dwayne.
You're right.
He's a man named Dwayne.
Yeah. And anyone that gets hype about The Rock coming back...
You're the fanboy.
Yeah, you are the reason we are called marks. Is when a guy like The Rock comes back and you're happy about it. Because
you're not
gonna
get
done with The Rock.
Wrestling match.
No.
You're going to get... Triple H is still going to look phenomenal. Triple H can still go.
Yeah.
You're going to get The Rock come back, do the spit slap, rock bottom, people's elbow, and then it's probably going to be more Rousey. I mean, hopefully not, because Stephanie can't wrestle.
That's the thing, is
that
you're
that
not...
That match is... You got one person in that ring that can wrestle still. That's Triple H.
Yeah.
And who's he going to beat up? Ronda Rousey? No, she's probably going to choke him out, and he'll be out of the ring for fucking half the time.
Well, yeah, because they'll sell
that match is going to be so confusing, and that match is going to probably be in like the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it might.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's just hope. I know you're speculating. You're
telling you what I'm hearing.
You're feeding into the rumor mill. I don't believe the hype. I stay hype.
Okay.
Stop yawning, you fucking ass.
I was stretching.
Yeah. Don't stretch. Don't give me that. Don't you dare give me that. So, we have went really long-winded, and actually wasn't that long-winded, but here's my suggestion. We don't want to push through. Raw was incredible last night.
Yeah,
Raw was
really
good. There was a lot of really good matches to go over for Raw. So, what do you say there, Nightmare? We wait till next time? We give them to him in another episode?
Yeah,
a little
sure.
Raw,
I mean,
a little SmackDown?
You have to wait for SmackDown anyway, so yeah, why not? Put it all together.
So, we hope you enjoyed part one of the amazing and incredible and the action-packed wrestling weekend that was Royal Rumble weekend with the Supreme Dream.
And I am the Irish Nightmare. We hope you guys enjoyed our show. Get at us on Twitter at 215 Wrestling and on Facebook at 215 Wrestling. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in part two.
Until next time, we will see you later. That was a hell of a good show. I loved it.